Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijinya Mehta with the evening news. First day headlines. Nagaland Board of School Education declares HSLC and HSSLC exam 2025 results. Lungyi Hangle in ring of St. Paul Higher Secondary School Dimapur tops HSLC. Girls outshine boys yet again in HSLC exam 2025. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio inaugurates Center of Excellence in Industry 4.0 Srujan in Dimapur. And Nagaland joins global community in observing World Malaria Day. And now the news in detail. Nagaland Board of School Education declared the provisional results for High School Leaving Certificate HSLC and Higher Secondary School Leaving Certificate HSSLC examinations 2025 this afternoon. Lungyi Hangle in ring of St. Paul Higher Secondary School Dimapur topped the HSLC exam with 98.67%, while Moa Sanan Ponganer of Fernwood School Kohima, Lokemi Achumi of Little Flower Higher Secondary School Kohima and Renbeni Odio of Patkai Higher Secondary School Chumukedima came in joint with a 98%. Ujaren of Mount Mary Higher Secondary School Chumukedima was placed in the third position, securing 97.83%. In HSSLC, Vikono Senotu from Government Higher Secondary School Jotuma topped the arts stream with 96.20%. In commerce stream, Artu Kumari of Ramjanaki Higher Secondary School Dimapur secured first with 94.60%, while Snigdha Mukherjee of San John Higher Secondary Residential School Dimapur topped the science stream with 93.40%. Girls outshined boys yet again in the High School Leaving Certificate HSLC examinations 2025. The total qualified percentage of girls was 75.40, surpassing the percentage of 74.90 for boys. A total of 126 candidates were in the top 20 list. The overall pass percentage of HSLC exams was recorded at 75.16. The pass percentage of government schools for this year stands at 48.41 as compared with 48.55% in 2024, while private schools qualified pass percentage is 87.64, a slight improvement from 86.77% last year. The pass percentage for repeaters stood at 14.59. Among the districts, Kohima continued to lead as the top performer with 87.58 pass percentage, followed by Chumukedima at 83.43% and Mokchung at 80.64%. Drangsang district was the least at 60.03%. Meanwhile, in HSSLC exam 2025, the overall pass percentage was 82.44. Drangsang and parents secured 100 pass percentage in the commerce stream, while in art stream, Shamator district topped in pass percentage at 95. In science stream, Mokchung secured pass percentage of 87.74 to top the district list. There are three toppers from government higher secondary schools in the merit list of the HSSLC examination 2025. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has congratulated all students who successfully cleared the HSLC and HSSLC examinations 2025 under NBSE. In a post on X, he said the achievement is a testament to their dedication, hard work and pursuit of excellence. Encouraging those who could not clear the exams, Mr. Rio urged them to stay determined and not lose hope. Deputy Chief Ministers T.R. Ziliang and Y. Patton also congratulated all successful students. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. 16-year-old Lungyi Hangle Enring, topper of HSLC 2025, has underscored the importance of commitment and dedication over results. Miss Enring of St. Paul Higher Secondary School Dimapur topped the HSLC exam with 98.67%. Miss Enring, who dreams to become a doctor, attributed her success to God and to her teachers and family who constantly motivated and supported her.
It was great to achieve such a milestone in life. I was actually expecting around top 10, but top 10 or top 5, but not definitely top 5. I owe most of my success to God, and secondly, my teachers were always constantly motivating me and supporting me.
Sharing her preparation for the board exams, Ms. Ndring said she spent around 10 hours in studying. She emphasized upon early preparations for doing well in exams. Emphasizing the importance of physical well-being, she said prioritizing proper sleep helped her to overcome stress. The topper urged her fellow peers not to stress on results but remain dedicated to their efforts.
My fellow peers, it is not the result that matters, but it is the effort and dedication that you've put into your studies. I'm sure God will listen to your prayers, and God has listened to your prayers and blessed you with what you deserve.
Daughter of Led Hechurai and Inzina, Ms. Inring is the eldest among three siblings. Vikono Senotsu, 18, from Government Higher Secondary School, Jotsuma, has topped the arts stream under NBSC, securing 481 marks with an impressive 96.20%. The daughter of Seyelebi Senotsu and Keviano Senotsu, Ms. Vikono is the youngest of five siblings. She plans to pursue political science at Sazole College and later prepare for competitive examinations. Speaking exclusively to Agashvani News Kohima, Ms. Vikono credited her success to God, her parents and teachers, and thank them for the guidance and support she received throughout her preparations. Elated yet modest, the topper shared that while she was expecting good results, she had not anticipated securing the top position.
I was also expecting good results because I gave my best, but I wasn't expecting that I would get the top one. I feel a mix of pride, relief, and deep satisfaction. It's not just about rank, it's a reward for countless hours of study, sacrifices, and discipline. Ultimately, it feels like proof that hard work truly pays off.
Sharing her study routine, Ms. Vikono said she spent her time in studies for 3 to 4 hours daily, emphasizing that she wakes early, no late nights, and makes sure to get enough rest. Ms. Vikono, who prefers self-studies and a lot of reading, shared that tedious subject is one of the tough subjects. However, her parents help her a lot in it. She also emphasized that mental health and well-being plays a very important role in exam preparation, adding that she keeps herself positive in any kind of situation. Ms. Vikono encouraged that as long as one gives their best, it does not matter what number the results are.
I want to encourage other students to give their best in everything, be dedicated and consistent in what they do.
Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo today inaugurated the Center of Excellence in Industry 4.0 Srujan at the Nagaland Tool Room and Training Center, NTTC, in Dimapur. Speaking at the inauguration, Mr. Ryo said the initiative was not merely about modern mechanics and software, but about creating opportunities in the changing industrial landscape.
We have a huge untapped human resource. Once the center starts functioning in its full potential, I believe it will be able to train more than 500 youths every year in this new technology. From robotics to AI, artificial intelligence, from 3D advanced simulation to automation and to smart factories.
Terming the center as a playground of possibilities, he urged the trainees to leverage it to become job creators. The chief minister assured full government support to the NTTC in their pursuit of sustainable, innovative and technological progress. Director of Industries and Commerce P. Tokugha Sema noted that since its establishment in 2006, NTTC has trained more than 10,000 youths in areas such as tooling engineering, automobile mechanics and food processing. With the addition of industry 4.0 capabilities, including robotics, AI and 3D printing, Mr. Sema said the center is preparing the next generation for the digital industrial revolution. Nagaland joined the global community in observing World Malaria Day today under the theme Malaria Ends With Us, Reinvest, Reimagine, Reignite. At the state-level program held in Dimapur, Minister for Health and Family Welfare P. Paiwang Konyak emphasized that the theme is more than just a slogan. It is a call to action and a reminder that every individual plays a crucial role in the global fight against malaria.
Responsibility is not just with health departments or global agencies. It lies with every one of us, from community leaders to health workers, from policymakers to families in malaria endemic areas. Today we have the power to make malaria a disease of the past.
The minister noted that although malaria remains both preventable and treatable, it continues to claim lives, particularly in vulnerable communities. Highlighting the progress made by Nagaland over the years, Mr. Konyak pointed out that malaria-related deaths have remained at zero since 2018, a significant achievement compared to the 75 deaths recorded in 2006. On the occasion, several individuals were felicitated for their outstanding contributions to malaria control efforts. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland Board of School Education declares HSLC and HSSLC Exam 2025 results. Lungi Hangli Inring of St. Paul Higher Secondary School Dimapur tops HSLC. Girls outshine boys yet again in HSLC Exam 2025. Chief Minister Nipur Rio inaugurates Center of Excellence in Industry 4.0 Srujan in Dimapur. And Nagaland joins global community in observing World Malaria Day. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.